and welcome, guys. If you are freshmen here in Düsseldorf at the Heinrich Heine University, then you should listen up, because we have some great insider information for you. In the following minutes, we will talk about the living situation, the sports program, and where to go out in Düsseldorf. Our first expert is Jacqueline. Jacqueline, could you tell us which options there are when you are sick and tired of commuting and finally want to live on campus and take part in the real student life?
Sure thing. Well, you have the option to choose between a single apartment and a shared apartment with up to 3 other roommates. There are 24 different housing areas which all have different kinds of apartments to offer. Some of them are closer to university, some of them are a little further away.
And what about the room size? Are they really so tiny as they expect them to be?
Well, it depends. Size-wise, the single apartments vary from 16 square meters the smallest to 39 square meters the biggest. Most of them are actually around 20 square meters big, and you have to pay between 300 and 380 euro rent per month. But there are even a couple of apartments that are below the 300 mark. The size of the shared apartments depends, of course, on the number of residents, so it's hard to name a precise number here. But with the shared apartments, the rent is a little lower, and in most cases it's between 220 and 300 euro monthly. What you should also pay attention to is that the majority of the apartments are partly furnished, but some are not. Some rents include water and electricity, but a couple of other ones don't, so be careful there.
So I guess you just have to take a look at the list of housing areas and work through all the options to figure out which is the best apartment for you. But whom should you contact in case you want to move in one of the favored student dorms?
Well, it's definitely a good idea to check out your dorm options online beforehand, which you can do at www.studentenwerk-düsseldorf.de. If you would like to apply for an apartment or just get more information on one of the housing areas, click the one you're interested in and scroll down to the end of the page. There you can find out whom to contact for every single housing area.
Now give us the inside scoop. Where are the most comfortable and cheap dorms? Which are less recommendable and why?
In my experience, the apartments near the canteen are more expensive and smaller than others. On the other hand, some of the buildings are entirely new and some were recently renovated, so I guess that explains the higher price. Besides that, they're situated extremely central. I mean, they're on campus, right next to the canteen, which probably also plays into the rents. The advantage is that you can reach all the important places very quickly, and it's especially practical if you're not into cooking. Then again, I got some really good feedback from people living in the housing area campus south. It is too located on campus, so it's pretty close. The dorms there are rather spacious compared to others, and in a lot of cases not expensive. A little drawback here, and yes, as you can imagine, there's always a downside, is the fact that the buildings aren't exactly new, so the furniture may be a little worn out, and the windows aren't insulated very well. But then again, heating is included in the rent, so you can heat as much as you want without having a bad conscience, budget-wise at least. Of course, it's anything but favorable for the environment. So I guess in the end, everyone has to see on their own where their priorities lie.
All right, thank you, Jacqueline. Well, now that you're living here in Düsseldorf, you might want to go out in case you have any time left from studying. What could you recommend us, Anna?
For everyone out there who is new here and doesn't know where to go and what to do in Düsseldorf, I have some hot tips for you. If you want to go out at night, then you can of course do it very well in the old town. But to experience something special, you go to the Media Harbor. For example, to Rudas Studios, former film studios turned into a club. Port 7 and other clubs and dozens of bars and restaurants are waiting there to be filled. The place is very special. The industrial harbor buildings are mixed with modern architecture. At the night, the water reflects all the sparkling lights from the buildings. You definitely should not miss it.
Wow, you're so enthusiastic about the Media Harbor. It must be awesome. I can imagine that people who visit us from other cities or even other countries are probably interested in arts and literature. I mean, we are at the Heinrich Heine University, one of Germany's most famous authors. What does the city have to offer there?
If you want to have some cultural program, then there are plenty opportunities, like theaters, philharmonic halls, opera, and more than 40 museums, a film museum, art museum, museum of literature, and others, and they are anything but boring. At K21, the Museum of Contemporary Art, for example, there is a spectacular giant room installation called In Orbit, hanging on a ceiling which you can even climb if you are not afraid of heights. It looks like a big spider web, and there are some spheres hanging in this net, filled with air. There is no reason to be afraid at all, because this swinging net is held by a construction of cables made of steel. If you make up an appointment with the museum guides, you get special clothes for your safety. It is real at dizzy height, 25 meters above the ground, so you probably shouldn't look down once you're up there.
Wow, sounds really crazy, but I'm not interested that much into art. I'd rather go out and spend time outside. Isn't Düsseldorf a green city with lots of parks?
In case if there are some guys out there like Sinem who love nature and long walks, then those people can enjoy nature in dozens of parks in Düsseldorf like the Hofgarten or Volksgarten and of course the Kastel Benrad. Additionally, there is a beautiful Japanese garden on the other side of the Rhine.
Okay, how about the movie freaks? There must be something for them.
Of course. To anyone who simply wants to watch a movie, I can recommend going to a small, cozy movie theater such as the Metropolitan Bilk. It is very old one and has a lot of charm. There are old-fashioned frames with pictures on the walls. You can get some hot and soft drinks there because they actually have a small minibar. And the prices are really attainable for students.
That sounds really fantastic.
To put the icing on the cake, in the evening, go up to the top of the television tower, where from the observation deck you can see the whole city and have a fantastic view on the Rhine promenade. I hope you now have a lot of ideas for your planning for the weekend.
Okay, that sounds like you have a lot to do out there. But there is a bunch of people who aren't satisfied yet. What about all the people who want to burn off energy or just simply stay fit? What are the kinds of sports here at the Heinrich Heine University? Inge, our expert, narrowed down the choice for us and found the best courses. Inge, would you please sum up the highlights for us?
The university offers a fantastic sports program. You're interested in team sports? Well, there is American football, badminton, handball, table tennis, volleyball, or even rugby for women, just to name a few.
I've heard that there are also some very special kinds of sport. Is that true?
Yes, there are also courses you don't find at every sports center. Have you ever heard of lacrosse?
No, I never heard of it. What's that? Can you explain it to us?
Lacrosse is a team sport of American Indian origin, which is played with a small rubber ball and a long stick called cross or lacrosse stick. That's where the name comes from. Attached to the stick, there is a loose mesh, and with that you can catch and hold the lacrosse ball. If you're fortunate, you shoot the ball into an opponent's goal, for that's the objective of the game. So, are you interested in trying out something new? Then come on, join the team.
We will see. And what about the swimming courses? They are always popular.
Oh, yes, there are also swimming courses, and they are ideal for students to relax and reduce stress. And of course, for those who want to do the sport on a more professional scale, there is also a training program which enables students to take part in championships.
Sounds great, but tell me, can you go dancing too? Are there any dancing classes?
Yes, of course. What about a ballet course? Ballet dancing is fun. It looks so graceful and the music is fantastic. And classical ballet provides a good basic training for every kind of dancing. It's hard work, of course. You need a lot of concentration and discipline.
I'd like to do something different, modern dancing, perhaps.
Well, there are salsa courses for all those who like Southern American rhythms. The music is really good, and you can forget about all university stress.
Yeah, that's great. Any other suggestions to reduce stress?
Well, if you're looking for a way to reduce stress, why not choose a Tai Chi course? Originally, this sport was developed for self-defense, but now Tai Chi has turned into a graceful form of exercises, which are often described as meditation in motion, achieved through gentle flowing movements. It is fun, and it's also said to improve health in general. That's my special tip for you.
Thank you very much, Inge. Now everyone should have a great insight of the living situation, the sports program, and where to go out in Düsseldorf. We wish you good luck, the very best, and lots of fun during your studies. So see you soon, guys, and keep listening. Bye!
Bye!